Ken Wyman back with you here on 105.7 The Fan, and we'll get back to the phone calls in just a minute. But a surprise for you, joining us on the hotline, currently Ravens wide receiver T.J. Hushmanzada. And T.J., how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm pretty good. How are you? Well, I will say it's this morning for me.
Yeah, I guess you were supposed to be on with the morning show, but you're on Pacific time.
Yeah, we never clarified that. I thought he meant 9 o'clock my time, and obviously he meant 9 o'clock Eastern, and it was a mix-up.
It's okay, man. Thanks for joining us. Let's look back at last season. Obviously, it didn't go the way you would have liked it to go.
Well, no, it was a disappointment on the field, but I learned a lot about myself, you know, which I'm sure everybody does each and every day. And it was a great experience, you know, just being with a team and organization that operates, you know, so smoothly.
TJ, I'm curious, if you would have had more time, I guess, in preseason, and here we are with this lockout, no off-season camps and maybe a late start to training camp, how much do you think that would have affected your role if you were there for a longer part of the off-season?
You never know. I mean, just being around and getting better timing with Flacco and him understanding me a lot more, kind of we just hit the ground running, and I don't think it really matters. You know, I have to get open. He has to throw me the ball. I have to catch it. It's not overly complicated. It was just one of those things. You know, coaches, they have kind of in their mindset what they want to do. And for the most part, I thought things went well. It's just like I said on the field, you know, it wasn't as good as I would have liked or anybody else for that matter.
A lot of debate on the talk shows all the time, locally and nationally, about Joe Flacco and whether he's good enough to lead a team to a Super Bowl. As a guy that's played with him, do you see him as good enough?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's crazy that I guess with a lockout, you know, people start fishing. You know, they just start trying to find stories to talk about. And so when they do, when Baltimore does win and Joe is a quarterback, you know, they won't have a story that they can look for, because I think Joe's a great quarterback. He's young. People forget he just finished his third year. Just because he started since he was a rookie, that doesn't make things any different. He's a young quarterback, and he's on a good team. And yeah, I think he'll lead them to a Super Bowl.
Talking to T.J. Hushmanzada here on 105.7 The Fan. T.J., you've known as being a sure-handed receiver. The way the last game ended against Pittsburgh, that pass is thrown to you 100 times. You probably catch it, I'd say, 99 times. Do you still rethink that play? How long did it take you to get that out of your system?
No, you know what? I'll still think about it from time to time. I would say the first couple months, it was probably almost every day.
Wow.
Because it wasn't a hard catch. It was just one of those things, man. I can't really explain it. It's really, really frustrating and baffling that happened. But, you know, I guess that's the way the ball bounces, so to speak, sometimes. And it's unbelievable, man, because I don't do those things. But, hey, you know, hopefully when this lockout ends, I can kind of have a year of redemption.
Talking to T.J. Hushmanzada, spent last year with the Ravens. I guess based on what the Ravens did in the draft and the offseason, I would assume you're resigned to the fact that you're not going to be back in Baltimore?
I'm just, you know, they have Anquan, you have Mason, and then you draft two guys, and you also have David Reed. I mean, you can see that. You never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, I mean, it looks like that would be the case, but you never know. I wish it wasn't, but I'm a realist, and so if that's what happens, you know, hopefully there'll be 31 other teams, and, you know, hopefully I'll get a call. And like I say, I can begin the road to redemption, so to speak.
I'm curious, you only got to spend a year here. Your thoughts on the Ravens as an organization and the fans here in Baltimore?
Oh, man, it was a great experience, and for me, I'm one that is going to speak my mind and really try to honestly assess the situation. And I thought it gets no better than Baltimore. If it does, man, it's like, wow, how can you get better as an organization, as a team, top to bottom than Baltimore? I can't see it being any better. I can see it being equal too, but I can't see it any better. It was unbelievable. I tried to tell guys that when I was there, and they'll tell you, and you dudes that were drafted here, you guys are lucky. Y'all have no idea how it is on other teams. And I'm sure guys that leave Baltimore realize, wow, we had it great in Baltimore. And it's just unbelievable. You know, Mr. Bisciotti has set up an organization that runs smoothly. Ozzie, he knows exactly what he's doing. And Harbaugh, I love him as a coach. You know, he pushes the right buttons, in my opinion. And like I say, the guys are there, they're lucky.
You talk about the guys that got drafted by the team being lucky. I read that you've been working out with Jimmy Smith. First of all, what do you think of Jimmy Smith and what he brings to the Ravens?
Man, Jimmy's a big kid. We work out every day, and he works hard. He's a big kid. I tell you, Jimmy needs to lose a little weight. He's a little too big to be a rookie, you know. But he's a big kid, and I told him he's gone. He couldn't have got any luckier, man, by getting drafted to a great team. Two, they're a great defense. And then he has a coach like Chuck. Chuck, great coach, man. One of my favorite coaches that I've had that actually wasn't on my side of the ball. So he's really lucky and gifted in that part where he'll play with some great teammates and a great defense. And then he has a coordinator like Chuck, man. Just Chuck's personality and the way he's going to push him and motivate him. Man, again, hate to, you know, beat a dead horse, but he's a lucky guy to be drafted to Baltimore, and I've told him as much.
Hey, TJ, just to allay some fears, a lot of people were concerned, you know, Jimmy Smith slipped in the draft because of off-field concerns and worried with the lockout going on that maybe he wasn't focused on football, but you say he's been working out just about every day?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, he'll miss a day here and there like everybody else. But, you know, Jimmy's driving close to an hour to come work out every day, and he's there pretty much faithfully every day. And you're driving an hour in California traffic, that's not an easy thing to do. So it's probably a little more than an hour. That's without traffic. And so, he comes and works out. And he works hard. We push each other. Everybody pushes each other. And it's, when we run, it's almost like a competition. Who's going to be in the back? When we lift, we take very little rest. I mean, it's real, real high-tempo workout. And he works hard.
Ken Wyman talking with TJ Hushmanzada here on 105.7 The Fan. TJ, how hard is it with the lockout going on to stay focused and exercise without the organized workouts? And what are you doing to stay focused while this lockout goes on?
It's not hard because at this point in time, you have to prepare yourself like the season is going to start on time and we'll be going to training camp. And if it doesn't, you have to keep working because you never know when you're going to. They're going to say, okay, it's time to play. And for guys like me, I'm not on a team, so my contract with the Ravens will run out. And you don't know what's going to happen. So it's almost blind faith. You go out there, you get ready, and you just say, okay, somebody's going to give me a chance, you know, to prove that I can still play. And it's not just me. It's all guys that will be free agents. You know, you just got to stay ready because when they call you and you're not ready, you'll regret it. And so that's how I look at it. It's your life. Why wouldn't you be ready?
How close are you paying attention to the negotiations?
Oh, I pay very close attention. I've been a member of the Players Union, I would say, for 6 or 7 years. And been a player rep for 6 or 7 years, let me say that. And it looks like it's been, you know, positive, but obviously things are going to take time. There's negotiations. It's a business. You are an owner of a team. I try to put myself in their position, which is hard to do, but you try it and say, okay, I would want to maximize my business. And that's how I look at it. They want to maximize their business. And if they do, it hurts the players, but you see where they're coming from, and you just hope we can get to a happy medium and start football at the right time.
Couple final things with TJ Hushmanzada here with Ken Wyman on 105.7 The Fan. TJ, you mentioned what a great organization Baltimore is and how lucky people are to be there, especially coming from other organizations. We hear stories about Cincinnati. You played there. I guess, is it possible to compare the two organizations and how they treat the players or the facilities, anything?
I would just say it's different.
Just keep it at that.
It's different. But, you know, I will say this. I'm a real chill dude, you know. I stay at home a lot. I don't do a lot of things. I turn down a lot of opportunities to do things because I love being around my kids and my wife. And this time has enabled me, you know, like my kids are playing softball. They're doing really well. They made the All-Star team. They're playing. They're going to states next weekend. And the Bengals gave me my first chance to play in the NFL. I was considered a guy that couldn't play. You know, they'll say I overachieved. I'm an overachiever. They'll never say that I got drafted later than I should have. They'll just say I overachieved. And so for that, you know, I won't say too many bad things about the Bengals. I will just say they're different. But I enjoy Cincinnati because I'm not a high-maintenance type of guy, I don't think. I can make anything feel like it's a great experience. So, again, I had fun, but they are different.
TJ, last thing for you. When you were playing football in Corvallis, Oregon, did you have any idea that the guy, the other wide receiver on that team, Chad Johnson, would turn into this Chad Ochocinco that he's become?
Oh, my God. It's funny. We were talking about that with a couple of teammates a few days ago. No, had no idea. Chad was quiet, man, in college. So it kind of shocked me. Like, even in Cincinnati, when we first got to Cincinnati, he was a little quiet, always a little, you know, loud and eccentric at times with guys he felt comfortable around, but never is. I mean, it's like it's like an actor. You know, he plays a role really well. He just wants to have fun. He wants to be accepted. He wants to be liked. And he just wants to have fun, plain and simple. But never did I ever think it would come to this. And we talk about it a lot, you know, guys that we played in college together with. It's almost, who is this guy? But he's just having fun. He's not getting in trouble. He's not harming anyone. And so, you know, the media, they buy it, and so he sells it.
TJ Hushmanzada, you won't remember this, but you mentioned the draft years ago. I was working for 910 The Fan in Portland, Oregon. I talked to you right before the NFL draft, and so I've been following your career ever since. Now I'm back home in Baltimore and got to see you for a year up close. It was a pleasure having you in town, and seriously, wish you luck in the future.
I appreciate it. Again, to the people that, you know, might have been a handful that were tuning in and listening to me this morning, sorry about that. It was a mix-up. I thought he meant Pacific, and obviously he meant Eastern time. So, again, sorry about that.
No worries, man. Good luck to you. Well, I'm sure we'll see you on the football field for some team next year.
All right. I appreciate it. You guys have a nice 4th of July weekend also.
Hey, thanks. You too, TJ.
All right.